Let's get into this, and I would love for you to call 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I think these stories are connected. Let me explain. We had a thermostat war issue. It's all been taken care of now. Apparently, they're going to flip the AC on here. My bosses were not too pleased by my, I think they wrote in the report, childish actions of taking the thermostat button off of another studio and another radio station.
There was a report?
Yeah, you weren't on that, were you?
No.
No, I think it's on my file. I don't know if I'm written up or what, but yeah, in the report, so be it. So, you know, I apologize for being immature, but I still stand behind what I did, even though it looked bad. I'm sorry. That being said, I think what's happening now, a serious matter that we might have to get law enforcement involved in, because things are just not adding up. There's a lot of stories that are changing and are just interesting answers we're getting from people involved. Liv the Web Girl out sick today. I wish she could be here to really speak on the matter, but she was kind. Now, keep in mind, Liv the Web Girl, poor. The things she does for money, we don't want to talk about. And she brought in a Keurig because, well, I know our job's easy. We sit on our butt. But really, we have no time to go to the bathroom even because we're playing a song, then we talk, or a commercial, and then we talk. We talk, 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 talk. So we don't have time to go upstairs even though our company provides coffee. It takes like 5 minutes to go do that. We don't have 5 minutes. So Liv brought in a Keurig machine. I usually supply the Keurig things. We'll get them at Aldi or somewhere cheap. Not that big of a deal. It's a nice little happy family here. Well, something happened over the weekend between Friday and Monday morning when we all rolled in, and the Keurig machine was gone. Absolutely gone.
That's true. It was missing.
Now, Liv the Web Girl sent out an email. And I thought it was a pretty polite email, pretty much saying, hey, blah, 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 this is my own personal Keurig that I bought. If anybody's seen it or maybe knows where it is or accidentally took it, didn't say somebody stole it, I would have came out and said, who stole it? We got some thieves up in here. Call the cops. She was doing it the right way. And no responses. Radio silent on the email. Then we talked to one of our big bosses, the one that I think still is mad about me for stealing a thermostat and them having to have a meeting about this because it took up important parts of the day. He said, hey, why don't you ask this other boss? So, pork chop, you asked the other boss, and what was said?
She said she doesn't know. She hasn't heard about it.
What else?
She brings up a very good point. She did say, well, don't forget, just 3 days prior to that going missing, an email went out saying that we are not allowed to have food or drink in that little vestibule area.
It's anymore. A common area, yeah, because people are lazy and pigs, and they leave stinky food out there. I think it's okay to have a coffee machine that holds water, which puts off no smell except sweet aroma of coffee when it's made in the morning. We keep our area clean, but because other people wanted to make a mess in the sandbox, they took all of our toys away.
Right.
And it's just, I get what they're saying, but not to jump to conclusions or to make any accusations.
I mean, we're kind of tame. There are other morning shows that have, like, they straight up make bacon and eggs in their studio in the morning. Like, I've seen that before, like a little grill.
I would, but that chest hair I get, it catches all the grease. It's not good. But here's what I'm just wondering. I think it's kind of interesting, and the Alex side of me comes out. An email was sent out about a week or two saying, hey, that's it. No more stuff in the common area. I'm like, okay, I don't like it, but it's the rules of rules, so be it. Then magically, about a week later, after that email sent out, the Keurig disappears. It's been there for a long time. And it even says, please do not remove. There's a sign there saying not to take it. So somebody took it. And then to go a little deeper down the wormhole that we're about to explore, we talked to one of our engineering guys. I really like this guy. I don't know if it's an inside job or not. I don't want to suspect that. But he checked the cameras for us. And guess what happened? Because we have cameras everywhere. We're constantly monitored. The cameras have been down since last week on Wednesday.
It does seem a little
questionable. What are the odds, Alex, that the cameras went down? We needed to see film.
Or is that what he was told? I tend to believe somebody in the building took it away from us, but nobody wants to tell us the truth.
Yeah, I don't
think. They have to, though, because it's Liv's personal property. So they kind of need to tell her because, like, she paid for that thing.
I don't think it was stolen, Alex. Like, I'm not accusing our coworkers. Like, somebody really, like, oh, I need a Keurig, I'm going to take it.
It's, like, in somebody's office.
Exactly. It's hidden somewhere. And I've asked Porkchop to go into these people's places where I suspect it might be.
I feel bad.
And he says he won't do it.
I feel bad for Liv because, like, it's her personal thing. But I don't drink coffee, so I don't really have a horse in this race. I think coffee's gross. So I always bring my own little juice every morning.
But you kind of do, like you said, you feel bad. I feel like you have a horse in the race because it's somebody on your team.
I mean,
Something's taken. Do you not feel like that? Like, if it's taken from one, it's taken from all?
Well, yeah, I guess. But I also, it's like, I don't want to get in the middle of that.
What if it's the same situation as the person that took your mug? Like, what if it was someone that came in and was getting a tour of the radio station, and then boom.
Well, that also concerns me. Why are we not having more of a worry here that, wait, we're having more people coming into our building? Like, what's next? Like, what else are they going to bring in or take?
My first thought was somebody brought a guest into the studio over the weekend, which you're not supposed to do unless it's approved, and that person took it. That was what my guess was.
I all these things add up, and I usually don't get paranoid about it, but doesn't it seem odd? 833-JOE-ALEX. If you're listening right now, you're a Joe and Alex Show detective. You're hearing the situation here. What do you think is the thing? Do you think it was stolen by somebody that came in through the weekend? Do you think they took it to kind of teach us like a lesson like, hey, you got to follow the rules. You're not above the rules here just because you're on the Joe and Alex Show. I mean, what do you think actually happened? 833-563-2539. Be honest with us.
Yeah, I feel like my thing is with my managers that I've had my entire career is I'm always brutally honest with them about everything. I am always straightforward and blunt, almost to a fault. And so I just always like to have that from managers as well. But maybe because of how you handled the thermostat situation, they're worried about being direct and saying like, yeah, you can't have this because they're worried you're going to freak out again.
Do you think that I'd freak out worse if I was told, hey, coffee no more, or just taken away?
I think that you would freak out the equal amount no matter how you are communicated to.
Possibly, but I just, and like you bring up, if it was mine, I'd be really pissed, but I feel bad for Liv. That's her property. She bought that with her, as we've talked about, limited budget.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to be the one to kind of ask the hard questions since it's her item.
All right, we need to get some answers here. Luke, you are now part of the investigation. So legally, you might be in court for this one. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? What's your suspicion?
I'll do it, Joe.
What are you going to do?
All you guys got to do, let me in the building, and I will ransack everybody's office until I find the security.
All right, what's a good time for you? Like, can you pick locks? Because I tried to...
pick a time.
All right, maybe early in the morning, because if you get in here like at 5 o'clock or so before the show starts, we could actually get some coffee in our belly by then.
He's Houdini. Yeah, he'll get in anywhere.
Your phone cut out there, buddy.
At least in the first building.
All right, I'm going to let Pork Chop just do a pat down and make sure you don't have any weapons in case you do want to kill us. And then after that, I think it would be safe to let Luke in the building. I appreciate you, Luke, for being willing to do the dirty work for us. Jackie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I think, and I hope none of y'all get fired for this, I think your boss took it to teach a lesson, and she's just that picky about not wanting any food or drinks in that room for whatever reason, and she took the Keurig.
That's what I think, too, and I don't know. I'm not trying to throw accusations out there to have people be mad at me, but I truly think that's what happened. But then again, I will admit I was wrong. I thought that one of our coworkers, Jules, took my coffee mug, but it was some crazy Joe and Alex Show listener that came to the station to pick up a prize, and I thought Alex and Pork Chop and Liv were all in on it. So maybe they're all in on this too, and I don't realize it, and I'm getting upset.
We weren't in on that, and I'm not in on this.
I don't know, Jackie. I really don't have any ground to stand on.
You need to make everyone take a lie detector test.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you think
put their hand on the Bible.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, what if they cop out and say they're not religious? They're atheists. Then what do we do? Now, last thing with this, Jackie, do you think, and I'm being totally serious, I have the number, I have some friends that work in the local police department, should I file a police report for theft? Or should I take this to our HR person, maybe internally? Because once you go up there, then it gets involved and it gets serious.
I think you should do that, because I think that's what they wanted you to do with the thermostat thing. They were like, why didn't you tell us before freaking out and taking this off the wall? I think that you should go to them and then see what they say.
I think HR would be reasonable in order to, because it's a Keurigs are expensive and you don't mess with coffee.
No, you don't. You don't think I'm going to do that. Hold on. I'm going to try real quick. Hold on. See if this works.
What?
I'm just going to try to dial a number real quick. Hold on.
You're calling somebody who?
Dial 911 real quick. I want to see if
gosh.
I get something.
You are kidding.
It's ringing.
You're joking.
I hope you're not.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, Jackie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We'll give you guys an update. I feel like it will return. I hope so, because poor Liv. But I appreciate your thoughts if you think I'm crazy or if we're doing the right thing.